to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is episode 144.
Wow.
That's 12 times 12.
Right.
It's also a lot of other, it's the answer to a lot of other equations.
Like, what's 143 plus 1?
That's another one right there.
Yep.
It's also, you know, a lot of other ones too.
Yeah.
How many different equations are there? Infinite.
Yes.
Infinite possibilities here on the Legacy Music Hour.
Right.
Before we get to today's topic, I don't know, we've got a lot of emails and things to address, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Can I say one thing?
Go ahead. You go first.
Number one, the user's emails and tweets and texts regarding my divorce situation was very touching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I may just call out a couple, Will, he sent an email where he said he just downloaded the podcast. And he goes, but I wanted to tell Rob to be strong. Quote, all of the users are rooting for you.
Yeah, I saw that. I like that. I like that.
I like to think of that as all of the users that they are rooting for me. And then there was another email from John B.
Okay.
John B. Juice. I'm going to call him Jumpy Juice. That's his name now.
Okay.
But he sent...
There's another one named John Y, too, actually.
He sent an email recently, and he said, keep up the good stuff, and Rob, I'm sorry things haven't been totally rad, but I'm sure you'll spark up a new romance of the Three Kingdoms.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
That's playing off of the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The, what we were doing during that
somebody
episode.
Somebody else had one, too, where they said there was plenty of fish in the Super Sea. Do you remember that one?
Oh, right, right. That was on the comments page.
Oh, was it? Somebody wrote that, too.
Well, because he said, you know, there's ups, downs, lefts, and rights.
Well, I said that. I said
No. But then someone said, and at the end of it all, you get 30 lives.
Oh, right, right,
so
right,
I thought
right.
That was a nice add-on.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to try to find who that user was.
John B. Juice, thank you for... The Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
How come Will doesn't get a nickname?
Reference. I'm thinking, just give me a second, because John B. Juice just came so naturally. And then Will.
Willpower.
Willpower. Yeah, I like that one. Willpower telling me the users are rooting for me is good. And, you know, Brent, you know.
There was also another person I think you were going to mention. Well, there's been a few. There was one on Nerdist, too, as well, I think.
Right, the comment on Nerdist telling me that. There was also Ross. I think wasn't that the Nerdist one?
Yeah, I think
one?
So, yeah.
It's been a whirlwind the last couple of weeks. I didn't get a chance to address these comments because, you know, the last episode was the Matt Furness one.
Yeah.
We wanted to focus on that. But. It's been up and down and lefts and rights, Brent.
Yeah, that's right.
But today is a good day. We're in the annex.
Right.
And just tell the users what time it is.
It is 12:30 past midnight.
Okay.
12:30 a.m.
What is the date?
The date is Wednesday, July 31st.
Wow.
The day this episode will come out.
Also,
we're really cutting it close here.
Rob F's birthday.
Oh, snip.
There it is.
I knew your birthday was coming up, but
yeah.
I didn't realize it was right now.
Well, there it is.
Oh, man.
Surprise, surprise, my friend.
Oh, man, I feel bad that I didn't. Well, how should I know? How would I know?
Well, you could have asked me. I mean, it's only been 3 years that we've been doing this podcast.
Yeah, but I've known you for even longer, so
yeah,
how
would I know? I remember your birthday.
What is it?
January 3rd.
Now you make me feel really bad. Because that's not my birthday. And I'm just kidding.
When is your birthday?
It's in September.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's coming up.
It's close. Close to January.
Right.
It's close.
Right.
It's like 3 months apart or nine, depending on how you look at it.
They almost have the same number of syllables. Listen.
Oh, that's right.
By
the way, I think it was Nathan, the listener Nathan, who said there's plenty of fish in the Super Sea.
Plenty of fish in the Super Sea.
Yeah, Nathan. That was listener Nathan, yeah.
Right, right.
User Nathan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... It's been a heck of a month.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I am glad to spend the first part of my birthday with you.
Well, I'm honored.
The users.
And so, the users.
Any gifts you want to send my way, users, please, please do. I'm waiting right now. Just go ahead.
Yeah, send him some stuff that he might want to let me hold for him.
Yeah.
Like gimmick for Famicom or Alien Soldier for Mega Drive.
Sure.
Whatever. Nah, but we might go out and get something to eat later tonight.
Right.
You know what? I might get you some fries.
Oh, I would love a fry.
Some birthday. I might give you one of my fries.
I would take one fry. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mighty, mighty kind.
It's a birthday fry.
Birthday gesture.
It's a birthday fry. I'll spit on it too for you. It's a birthday. Mm. It's a good luck. Good luck spit. Good luck spit.
You hear that? You hear what I'm saying?
So, all right. Well, let me get to some stuff too. Actually.
Okay. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's happy birthday, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank
you. I'm sorry, you know.
Sorry for what?
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry that I was born?
I'm sorry that you lived another year. You know, I'm just sorry. I know
it's been a fantastic 19 years so far. And, yeah. You know, it's been a ride, but now it's just 19 years and here I am.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Just wait till you turn 21, man. I'll get you I'll give you my bottle cap. So I'll take you gambling. We'll take you to Vegas Stakes.
Oh, okay.
I'll take you. Once you turn 21, man, you get to play Vegas Stakes on my Super Nintendo.
Right. Okay.
You know that's gonna be when you get old enough to like play a lot of my games. You know, of my games. You know,
sure.
You know, we actually have a gambling episode coming up in a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. That's when you'll turn 21. You turn another year each episode.
Right. Or something. Okay.
All right. So I wanted to respond to a comment by Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
Okay.
He mentioned the arpeggio effect in Magical Chase, that you hear that arpeggio effect in Magical Chase, and that, you know, he thought that was interesting because you don't hear that in Japanese tracks. You know, you hear it in Western tracks.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to add on to that, and that that piece was composed by Hitoshi Sakamoto. It might have been Masaharu Iwata, but I kind of think it was Hitoshi Sakamoto. Hitoshi Sakamoto and Nobuo Uematsu are the only Japanese composers I've come across that have used the arpeggio effect in their music, you know, occasionally.
Sure.
And so that's kind of an interesting thing that it's very popular with Western composers, but there's only two Japanese composers that I've seen use it. It's Uematsu and Sakamoto.
Okay.
Kenny had mentioned that that track sounded familiar. And I think the reason you think it sounds familiar is because I think it's the final stage or final boss music does sound similar to that track. So you might be thinking of that track. And I think I played that track on episode 100. All right, moving on. Pete, the listener Pete/Darren Deluxe, he also goes by Darren Deluxe, asked if I liked the band YMO or Yellow Magic Orchestra, and or stuff like that, you know, like Japanese sort of electronic bands or whatever, 80s electronic bands. And I like YMO, I like Yellow Magic Orchestra, but I really am into Ryuichi Sakamoto, who was in that band. He wasn't the lead person in that band, but Ryuichi Sakamoto, I love, and you know, I guess his stuff influenced video game composers supposedly, and but I'm not, aside from, you know, that band and Ryuichi Sakamoto, I'm not really familiar with other Japanese bands like that from the 80s, to be honest.
Right.
Chris from Pittsburgh, he wrote an email and said that he jogs while listening to the Legacy Music Hour, and the rhythms of the video game music really enhance his experience and really kind of help him to keep going as he's jogging.
Right.
And I just wanted to say that I'm sincerely glad that your body is getting fit, partially because of our podcast, that our podcast has some effect on your physical body.
Right.
That you are getting swole because of the music that we play on this on this podcast.
And also, I think to a certain degree, maybe our
voices,
our on-air rapport,
yes,
has something to do with
inspiring
his bulging muscles.
Yeah, I like that too. I like to think that my voice is making your muscle bulge as I speak right now.
I'd like to think that he says, you know what? I gotta get out there. I gotta do 30 reps of Brent's voice. Gotta get my reps in.
Yeah. Well, I like to think that our podcast, each podcast episode, is like a power up orb in Altered Beast.
Oh, right, you know? Right. And then
he is the Altered Beast.
Sure. Yeah, or so. At least he is nude, perhaps.
Oh, that he is. I mean, just got nothing on but a Speedo.
Right. Right.
As
almost
he jogs.
Almost nude.
And, as he jogs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So each time you listen to this podcast, you're running, you're getting more naked, you're getting more muscular, and that's from Altered Beast user Chris from Pittsburgh.
Altered Beast Chris.
Yeah.
So I like that analogy, you know, just of someone just going, oh yeah, I got to listen to Legacy Music Hour episode 143. Can I get a spot? Can you spot me on this one?
John from Iowa, famous John, or this is our famous John.
St. John. Yes.
He sleuthed out the
oh, mystery, right, the right, man. Right. I totally forgot about the mystery track.
So I got to say congratulations and thank you, because that we both couldn't figure it out what that track was from. And that track was in fact from, Ernest Evans.
St. John, the patron saint of missing video game tracks.
Yes. Yeah.
There it is.
So there you go. That's the missing track from his, and we will update Rob's track list from
I was close.
Yeah.
I was, you know what?
Oh, now, you were close?
No, I wasn't.
No, you were.
You know what? St. John, if you can, maybe you should try.
Right. Yeah, try that on for size, John. Yeah. That's because, Ernest Evans, he figured it out.
That know? Was good.
I think stage two is what that was.
Okay.
So, all right. I asked, this is the last thing I'll mention, is that there were some questions that I asked Matt Furness after we recorded the podcast.
Right.
I asked them through email because I didn't ask him these. I've kind of failed to ask these questions while we were recording, and
yeah.
I wanted to share his answers with the users.
Great.
Now, you know. So I asked him how come he had two different rhythms for the Mighty Max track that we heard. You know, the underwater track.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it sounded different, and they had different rhythms. And I know that the quality is going to be different, or that the instrumentation is going to be different, but why the different rhythms though? You know, because the one on Super Nintendo had this sort of, it was all on the on beat, you know, dun 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 dun. The one on Genesis had this sort of like kind of syncopated beat. It was like boom ba dum bum ba dum boom ba dum, you know. And why was there two different rhythms? You know, I was wondering. So anyway, he wrote, probably the SNES difference is just that the driver was not as good, in my opinion.
Okay.
So that was an answer to that. And then another thing I didn't ask, which I should have, is because he was talking about it a little bit on the recordings when we were listening to the Wiz and Liz track, he was saying that he was able to make it so that he was able to use one channel to make a chord, a whole chord.
Okay.
And I was wondering what he said. He did a trick to do that. So his answer for that was this: for Wiz and Liz one channel chords, each FM channel has four operators. They can be either oscillators or modulators. Oscillators on their own are fairly boring, but you can set the frequency offsets. There are certain offsets that, when set for three oscillators, will create a major or minor chord. So I don't fully understand what that means, but maybe some of the users do, and I thought that could be useful. He also went on to say, I would often use a four-note chord technique with just two channels. Use two oscillators and two modulators per channel. I'd then set one channel left and one right for nice stereo four-note chords, usually fifths or sevenths. So that's just some more technical information that the users might find interesting and helpful in appreciating this music and appreciating the stuff that he did in his music.
Sure, you know? Sure.
So thank you to Matt Furness for answering those questions. Let's get to today's topic.
Here we go.
Okay. This is battle music, okay, for episode 144, battle music. What this means is... it's music that is specific music that plays when you get into a confrontation with somebody in a game, and that's different from the regular level music or gameplay music, or not gameplay music, but just is a separate tune that will play if you have a confrontation. Generally, this means role-playing games, you know, when battle music during role-playing games. But there are some games out there that don't, that are not role-playing games, that do have battle music or confrontation music. One example is Metal Gear, you know, and another example is Clock Tower.
Okay.
The Super Famicom. And also Base Wars, I believe, does the same thing. And if there was battle music when you fight in Blades of Steel, that would have counted too, but they don't have that. So, Base Wars, Clock Tower, Metal Gear, those are a few examples of non-role-playing games. But you might say that those are not battle tunes, but they're actually, they're alarm. It's alarm music or something like that. But I don't know. I think it counts as, battle music. But anyway, I did end up picking all role-playing games for this.
I would expect no less from you, Brett.
Well, you know me.
Mr. RPG.
I'm a sports guy, so.
Yeah.
I'm a road rash kind of guy, so yeah. That's why I picked that.
Yes.
Let's get it started then.
Okay. Let's go with Sword of Vermillion.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sega Genesis. Battle. Hit me. Music, Sword of Vermillion.
Yeah, it's good. I love the end there. The end is really cool.
Yeah.
I also want to mention that this is boss music is not allowed on this episode. It can't be mini boss music or boss music. It's specifically non boss battle music or
straight up battle
confrontation music.
Right.
Here comes that end right here. I like that. Oh, that yeah. it seemed like taking some kind of pole and sliding it down a gate or a
right.
or like a stairs,
yes.
Like a stairs railing, you know, or the things.
Yeah, I smell what you're cooking.
Yeah, it sounds cool. It's just like that. That's neat. Yeah. All right, I'm going to move on to a Game Boy game. This is Pokemon Red Version for the Game Boy. This is music composed by Junichi Matsuda, and we're going to hear the battle music.
Thank you.
music from Pokemon Red Version, music by Junichi Matsuda for the Game Boy. This is battle music.
Well, well, well played.
Yeah, it's pretty cool track. Pretty long track too, you know, for a, you know, I mean, for an 8-bit kind of Japanese role-playing game, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. That one's cool. That's cool.
Which one? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, this is my favorite part right here. Something sad about this part. Something was kind of sad about that part. There's something really kind of, I don't know, nostalgic about it too, or something. It was like nostalgic and kind of bittersweet about that part of the track. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess because the beat kind of slows down. Well, it kind of, the rhythm kind of sounds like a little slower, and the, I don't know, something about the melody and the chord changes is just something melancholy about it.
Can you cry?
Hmm?
You gonna cry?
No.
Okay. I would like to go Shining in the Darkness.
Okay.
Right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Battle theme. Battle theme from the game Shining in the Darkness by composer
is Masahiko Yoshimura.
You got it.
And that is, I think that composer also did the music to Shining Force 1. I like the drums. I like these, you know, these really, you know, this really militaristic, but
right,
really kind of intense drums.
Hey, you're going into battle. You need intense drums. Do you remember back in the old days when they used to have drummers going into battle?
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Flute players.
That's really interesting, right?
You knew you were just going to get, you know, blown away by a cannonball.
But do you think there was some sort of etiquette thing where they weren't allowed to shoot the musicians or something like that, or what?
Drumsticks. Got drumsticks here. Don't touch me.
Because, you know, wars then, when they had musicians, I think they were a lot more organized, weren't they? You know, weren't they just more, you know, it's like they had to take turns and stuff?
Well, I think because of the limitations of the weaponry, you know?
The graphics weren't as good.
Yes. You had to put in the bullet in your musket, right? And then if it didn't fire, you had to blow into the musket.
Yeah.
Right? Like a cartridge.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, now it'll fire.
Yeah.
And then you would fire, and then you would wait for the other person.
Sometimes they would even get like a Q-tip and dip it in alcohol, and they kind of clean the musket a little bit with a Q-tip, you know?
Yeah. Do you think you would have been a drummer in those days?
Well, I was a bass drum player in marching band for a period, like a short period of time, yeah.
Okay, I can see you as a drummer on the front line.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The bass drum?
Yes.
Or snare?
Bass.
Oh, yeah?
Bass.
Uh-huh. If I was a saxophone player, Right. I don't think they had saxophone players then, but
they had a flute. They had a little piccolo or something like that.
I would just try to smooth jazz them out into a submission.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I just play some smooth phrase, you know, and just they would be like, you know what? Let's not fight anymore.
Let's not fight anymore.
Yeah. Let's just chill.
Yeah.
It's just chill zone. I would chill zone that.
Chill zone.
I would chill zone the war zone. I'm going to move on to Horai Gakuen Noboken, The Adventures of Horai High School. This is music composed by Hitoshi Sakimoto. He's one of my favorite composers. This is for the Super Famicom, and we're going to hear the battle music. This might be my, this could possibly be my favorite track that I picked out. It's so good. He's so good. He's the best. This is music from Horai Gakuen Noboken, The Adventures of Horai High School, Hitoshi Sakimoto, Battle. This is good, so good. Listen to this part right here. Listen to the drums and stuff, you know? Like the drums and the bass. This part's really cool too, right here. What is that from? That sounds like it's like the reprise of some other theme from this game or something like
interesting,
that.
Interesting, interesting.
Well, I like how the drums kick in here too. It's good. I gotta isolate the tracks on this. I mean, listen to that. I want to hear the drums more clearly. Here we go. Watch this. This sounds cool. On beat snare drum, that's tight.
Final Fantasy VI.
Final Fantasy III.
Super Famicom.
Super Nintendo.
Battle Theme.
Battle Theme. We'll be right back.
Final Fantasy VI battle theme. Also Final Fantasy III. Mm-hmm. Can we hit that beginning? Does that remind you of anything?
Well, yeah, all of the Final Fantasy start like that. This?
But a specific game in particular, a New Age game.
New Age?
Yeah. I mean, I've never played the Final Fantasy games, but does that sound constant throughout the whole game?
Well, they use that sound, and when a battle starts, they do that, yeah.
It sounds almost identical to the Metal Gear Solid sound.
Oh.
Metal Gear Solid was a game for the PlayStation.
Uh-huh.
PlayStation 1.
Uh-huh.
And any time one of the enemy soldiers would discover Snake hiding, can we hit that one more time? Turn. And there'll be an exclamation mark over his head.
They do that in the original Metal Gear.
Does it sound like that?
It kind of similar. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's cool. It's cool.
And it's funny because that was one of the examples I said about there's battle music. There's sort of like confrontation music, battle music that plays in Metal Gear.
Yes.
And I guess in Metal Gear Solid as well, but I haven't played that though.
That game is outstanding.
Oh, Metal Gear Solid?
Just to go to the future very quickly.
Uh-huh.
It was an amazing game.
Oh, really?
Great sound. I played one of the tracks from the Beyond 16-bit episode.
That's right. Did you mention the composer, Nobuo Uematsu?
I did not, but thank you for...
Nobuo Uematsu.
Nobu.
I'm going to move on to another big, famous role-playing game franchise, okay. Dragon Warrior, and in particular, Dragon Warrior 4 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music composed by Koichi Sugiyama, and this is called Battle for the Glory. This is the battle music. I guess the thing we can... Well, anyway, I'll talk about this later, but yeah, so Battle for the Glory from Dragon Warrior 4. Koichi Sugiyama for the Nintendo. This is Battle for the Glory. And really the part that really sells me on this track is that second part. To me, that's what makes it sound like it was composed by somebody who knows how to compose classical music. This part right here. This part's so good. That's so good. That part's the best right there. It's so... what I really like about it is just... It's really expressive, you know? Because, you know, it's just... You have this intense sort of battle music happening, and then it goes to this place where it's more... it's more the emotional part, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you got the brute, and then you have the poet.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Okay.
That's just a really good part. Really escalates to that part, you know? Dun, 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 dun. So good. You know what this is like? This is like the glory right here. This is the glory part. You know, the first part's the battle.
Oh,
it's called Battle for the Glory. This is like the glory right here, you know? Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, it's a good track. That guy's very masterful. Koichi Sugiyama.
Shining Force, Sega Genesis. That's what I got coming up next.
Part one.
Part one.
Yeah. So I think this is the same composer as sort of Vermillion.
Hikari yo teki wo ute. Kariyo Teki wo Ute, Shining Force.
And that's a battle scene, standard battle. And the composer on that is Masahiko Yoshimura.
Let's hit that from the beginning once again.
Yeah, the beginning is a little different than the rest of it. Beginning almost has a little bit of that similar situation going on in the last track, actually, the Battle for the Glory. I'm going to move on to another Game Boy game. This one came out only in Japan. We've heard from it before. It's called SD, which stands for Super Deformed, Sengokuden 3, Chijo Saikyo Hen. This is a Gundam game, a Musha Gundam game, which is all the robots look like feudal Japanese warriors in this game. The music is composed by Kenichi Kamio, and we're going to hear Battle. This is the battle music. SD Sengokuden 3, Chijo Saikyo Hen. This is from Kenichi Kamio, Battle.
Wow.
I love the beginning is my favorite. That's my favorite part. Is that it actually has that kind of Metal Gear thing you're talking about in the beginning of this one as well. You know?
Yeah.
I guess that sound is just sort of like going into battle mode.
Turn this part up. I love that part.
Oh, this part. This part's good.
Oh, that's so good.
And this part's really heartfelt right here. I like the beginning though. Check this out. I like these sounds in there that are going like,
yeah. another pole hitting the iron fence.
Kind of a thing, yeah. Good.
Turn this part up one more time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, it's too good. It's too good.
Listen to the bass. Watch. Listen to the bass along with it, too. Near the end right here. Did you hear that? How the bass kind of went up? It kind of ascended
straight,
at the end?
Straight up staircase.
Bump, butter-dump, butter-dump, butter-dump. This part's so cool right here. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You get the guest here.
You get the what? What?
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said the guest? What did you say?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. There's a little shining in my darkness right now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
1:15 at Legacy Music Hour Annex. Mm-hmm. And okay, now the Starbucks is kicking in.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Okay. Now it is. Because for a moment there, I don't know where I was.
Yeah. It was a darkness.
Oh.
Now you're shining in the darkness.
Now I'm shining.
Now you're shining.
Okay, now I feel awake. Now
you were just before darkness.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where I was.
Something about a guess.
I said something about a guess?
You said, let's get the guess or something like that. Then you didn't do, and then you were just, I don't know what happened.
Oh,
you know what? You put me into darkness as well, actually.
All right. Well, I did wake up at 5:30 this morning.
Marathon, man.
I'm almost awake 24 hours here.
Yeah.
I got to be up later this morning. But before I get up early this morning, I'd like to share another track with you.
Hey, you know, this is music not for a sleepy man.
Yeah.
This is a battle music. But you've been battling, I guess, the last few weeks, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Battling with your emotions.
Battling with my emotions, battling with
with lawyers?
Battling with situations. Uh-huh. You know, there's lots of situations happening.
Yeah, sure.
And then there's lots of battle music. And
yeah.
You know what? Final Fantasy USA Mystic Quest, Super Famicom.
Okay, Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
Because I think I am on a Mystic Quest.
Okay.
Right now.
Sure.
And you know what? I was waiting for the guests, and they didn't show up. I think that's what I was talking about.
Okay. Wait, what?
I have no idea what I was talking about when I said that.
That's funny. We were actually supposed to have a guest for this episode.
Oh,
a couple guests for this episode.
Subconsciously, that's what happened.
Maybe.
I'm going to go with Battle 1, Final Fantasy USA Mystic Quest, Super Famicom.
I think that, say that again.
That was Battle 1.
Yes.
Mystic Quest, Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
And I think the composer on that is Ryuji Sasai. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, this part right here is good. This is the good part.
Oh, the good part's about to come up right now. Oh, here we go. Give it to me. You hear that in your right ear?
Yeah.
You think it can't get any better than that? It's about to.
That's right.
Oof. Do it.
Good. It's good. It's a good solo, and it's got a good... This is a good rock song.
It's a great rock song.
I like that one slow part, though. That slow part's really good, you know?
Yeah.
Let's hit that.
When was that?
This is my jam right here.
Boom. This is the jam right here. Oh my god. Makes me believe I can do anything.
I do like these dual. Yeah, I do like that, the harmonizing guitars there, yeah. It's good. What's next? Okay, but now we're going to move into some games that we haven't heard from before that I did some exploring for.
Oh, okay.
Like the tracks we've heard already that I played, I've had those, you know, saved. You know, those were saved tracks you know, saving to play. These next tracks, I explored more battle music in the archives, the deep archives of video game music.
And
I found some tracks here. One of them is a game called Metal Max. This is a Nintendo... No, this is a Famicom game. This is only Famicom, Japanese-only release.
Yeah.
And the music is composed by Satoshi Kadokura. This was published by Data East, but it wasn't developed by them. And we're going to hear battle music. I think you're going to really like this one.
All right.
Metal Max, battle music.
Yeah.
Metal Max for the Nintendo. Music composed by Satoshi Kadokura. This is Battle. And not for the Nintendo, for the Famicom. Japanese only.
Yeah.
This is cool, huh? You like this,
oh,
right?
I love this.
This has got a nice solid rock beat.
Started from the beginning again? What does that remind you of?
It does sound familiar.
Batman.
Oh, really? Nah, it sounds like a racing game to me.
No, you remember...
Kind of.
Hit that again.
Sort of. Yeah, I guess so.
Sort of. No, you're crazy, man.
Watch, I like how it goes up like a third or something. Listen to the bass here. Listen to the bass. Did you hear the bass? It's like... kind of getting all crazy and stuff. It's cool. It's a cool part because it's got the... I don't know. It's just... This is a cool kind of really rocking kind of driving... It almost sounds like Konami music or something, but it's not. I think the development company is called Kreatech. Listen to the bass. That's cool. That's just neat right there, you know?
Crazy.
Createch. Hold up. Let's just check that out real quick. Watch this. Watch this, watch this. And then, yeah, just that going along with the upper voices, it just sounds really cool, you know?
Okay. I would like to move in the direction of some more Final Fantasy.
Okay.
I would like to go Final Fantasy II Super Nintendo.
Yes, Final Fantasy IV Super Famicom.
And I will be going Fight 1.
Fight 1.
There it is.
This is a classic track. Final Fantasy II Battle. This is a classic.
How often do you listen to this track?
Well, I don't listen to it as so much myself, but it's just that this is one of the most recognizable, one of the most famous battle themes of all time.
Okay.
You know, it's almost the Super Mario Brothers overworld music of battle music in a way, you know? It's just very famous, you know? Nobuo Uematsu, yeah. And it's very classic, you know, Uematsu too. It's like, you know, you got this kind of disco bass going. You know, it's got these orchestral elements and it's also got these rock elements also, you know, combined into one. It's kind of classic Uematsu style. But yeah, this is a classic. I like that disco bass right there too. Okay, well, I'm gonna move on to a game called Inindo: Way of the Ninja. Super Nintendo. This is a Super Nintendo game, and the music is composed by Fiori Wakakua. For a while, I thought his name was Hiori Wakakua, but that was a misspelling that you might find in some places. But it's actually Fiori Wakakua, and this composer also did the music to Super Mahjong Taikai, which is a Koei game, and this is also a Koei game. So Inindo: Way of the Ninja, for the Super Nintendo, we're going to hear Battle at Aduchi Castle. And you know, this whole time we've been hearing this battle music, the common trait has been that it's pretty upbeat, it's more fast paced, it's more, you can hear the tension in the music. This is very unusual for battle music, this next track. It's kind of experimental in a way. It's kind of atonal, and it's almost kind of the first half of it is sort of almost kind of ambient in a way. It's very different kind of battle music for this one. So it's an unusual track and very sort of different than what we've been hearing so far. So here's music from Indo, Way of the Ninja for the Super Nintendo. Aduchi Castle from Indo, Way of the Ninja for the Super Nintendo. This is music composed by Fiori Wakakua.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the phones are ringing off the hook for
That's
this
right.
one. But like I said, it's got this kind of almost ambient sound to it, you know? And then it gets atonal right here, you know? Unusual for a battle track, you know? But my favorite part is this first half. It's just so, it's almost meditative, you know? And I love the violin that comes in here, too, that just plays a really neat sort of kind of Lydian melody, I think. At least it sounded Lydian to me. I don't know. And then it just goes, 12 tone on me all of a sudden. Yeah, cool. It's, I think, a pretty neat track for a battle track, especially. You know?
It's all over the place, man. It's crazy. Crazy. Who are you talking crazy to, I say? Remember that?
What?
You remember that?
What is that from?
You don't remember that line?
Who are you talking crazy to, Jesse?
Don't you know I'm loco?
Yeah, what is that? Don't you know I'm loco? What is that from? It sounds familiar. Don't you know I'm loco?
Cypress Hill.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What was the name of that developer from the game we just played?
Createch? Createch?
Who are you talking Createch to, Jesse?
Don't you know I'm Createch?
I will be playing my final track now.
No, no, I think you have two more. Oh, no, this is your final track.
This is
your final track. Yeah, that's right.
Fair is fair. Fair is fair, Brent.
That's right, that is right.
And I'm just feeling so alive right now.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell, man.
You see it in my eyes, Brent?
Yeah, it's like, his eyes are like wide open. But the lids are closed, though.
I would like to go with Shining Force 2.
Yes, Shining Force 2 from the master, Motoaki Takenouchi.
And
Genesis.
Tell the users a little bit about the track I'm going to play, Brent.
Well, I think the track that you're going to play is called Promoted Attack.
Boom.
Which is there's attack, there's enemy attack, and there's promoted attack. Those are the sort of battle themes of the game, you know, aside from like the final battle, which is the boss music. And Promoted Attack by the way, I was going to play this track.
Right.
I was going to play this track as a closing track, but...
then I scoped it out.
But it's okay. We'll have another backup closing track to play as well.
Okay.
So, but this is this does kind of... part of it uses the main theme melody in it for a certain part. But it's very dynamic. It's a very good track. It's very good. Shining Force 2 from Motoaki Takenouchi for the Sega Genesis.
Yeah. What happened?
It's just funny because it's like you're asleep, basically. You know? So I'm just like, and you're like, kind of, you're sleeping, and I'm just, and I'm in your, it's like, yeah.
I don't mean any disrespect, but it's just, you know, I thought I was going to pull it together. I have my coffee here.
Yeah.
But it's so warm in here in the annex. It's just lulling me.
Yeah.
It's lulling me into Kirby's Dreamland.
Here's the track.
Yeah. Shining Force 2.
Promoted Attack from composer Motoaki Takanouchi.
Yes.
And this is a very good track. The beginning is really awesome. We'll repeat that. But this part here, though, that's repeating now, if this track was longer, I just know that he would have went up a third and did the melody again on a third, you know? Like imagine a harmonization right there.
Yeah.
Through the third. That time you didn't even do it as a joke. You did it.
No, I was saying, yeah.
Oh, really? You were?
I was saying, yeah, listen to that.
Okay.
I wish I had more insight to offer Brent, but at the current moment.
Hey, look, you know what? You provided plenty of insight with just one simple, simple word. Yeah.
Oh, email me, man. Email me.
Yeah. Well, here, let's check out this beginning part again here. So here's the main theme melody right here. So good. I like how the bass drum comes in, too. Ooh. It comes at an offbeat in a really cool. It sounds really cool. And I love these sort of cascading upper melodies, you know? I love those, you know? But I think of like flutes or something.
Sure.
You know, synth flutes or something, you know?
I think of dishwashing liquid.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Cascade.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, look, you know, that's plenty. That's insight. That's definitely some insight right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
That's just a very good. Very good track. It's very short, but very good. Very good. Motoaki Takanouchi. All right. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Changing it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like you're drunk, actually. It feels like, you know what I mean? I feel like,
I got a funny story, off the air story. Remind me to tell you.
Oh, okay.
About a guy who got too drunk.
Okay. Who was that guy?
You don't know this person.
Okay.
There's just it's a weird situation and the guy who got too belligerent.
Okay.
It's pretty funny though.
Okay.
Pause on that one.
Yeah. I'll pause it. Okay. So we're going to hear next from a game called Heracles no Echo 4, Kamigami Kara no Okurimono.
Isn't that Boy George?
Kamigami Kara.
Go.
No. Yeah, that's right. It is. It is, but this composer is Boy George. No, you'll be familiar with these composers, actually.
Okay.
Well, first of all, the title, I guess it translates to Glory of Hercules, and it's a Hercules-based role-playing game. The Greek mythological character, or whatever.
Not the pro wrestler?
I don't even know the pro wrestler.
An inside joke for anybody that was watching pro wrestling in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
Hercules Hernandez.
So this is the Olympian Hercules.
Okay.
And it's a role-playing game based on him, that character. And this is actually a whole series of games that was made by, you'll guess the company once I name the composers. Ready?
Yes.
Shogo Sakai. He might be the composer of this specific track that I'm going to play, actually. Seiichi Hamada, Masaki Iwasaki, otherwise known as he's credited as Korimasa, Imi Shimizu, Mihoko Ando, is credited as Seila, Z Yamanaka, and Takafumi Miura, accredited as Nijia Miura. Oh, and also one other, Seiji Momoi. So who are those names?
The bad dudes.
That's right. The Data East.
Of course.
The Data East boys, and I think one of them is a girl, actually. Right. Or maybe a couple of them are girls. But those are the bad dudes and dudettes. So Data East, this was Data East's, I guess this was their, you know, main role-playing game franchise was these, the Hercules games.
Right.
Or Heracles no Echo, that series. Okay. So anyway, this one's part four. And we're going to hear the battle music from this game. This is a Super Famicom game, Japanese-only release. Like I said, I think Shogo Sakai might actually be the sole composer of the track. Obviously, these tracks were split up among all of those names. I think Shogo Sakai is the one who did this one because a few tracks are registered with the Japanese copyright situation, and there's only three tracks from this game registered with the Japanese copyright thing, and they're registered under Shogo Sakai's name. So, anyway, battle music from Heracles no Echo 4. This is music from Heracles no Echo 4, Kamigami Kara no Okurimono, Glory of Hercules 4, for the Super Famicom.
Yeah.
Music by Shogo Sakai, probably, and the rest of the bad dudes, also a possibility. This is the battle music, and this is just a very good track. I like this track a lot. You know what? Another thing about these tracks that I... looking into more battle music, I was discovering there's so many role-playing games for the Super Famicom,
right,
that I keep on discovering new, you know, tracks that are new to me, or new games that are new to me. There's so many. I mean, it's just endless, you know.
How does that make you feel?
Well, it's just you never run out. It's just you never run out of new soundtracks or new gems to find, you know. I discovered this other soundtrack. It's not for this episode, but I thought it might have been a role-playing game, and it wasn't, but it's got such good music. I'm going to play it on the next free play, but it just, you just keep on finding stuff, and it never ends. There's just so many games that came out. It's just, there's so many games that I've never heard of, you know? Anyway, this is a good track. This is a good track. Dun, dun, dun. This is very good. It's just well orchestrated, you know. Mm-hmm. Good. Very good. Very good. Very good. All right. So
excellent choice.
That almost brings us to the end of our focus on battle music. For a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can comment there. You can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Give us a buzz, a phone call, I'm talking about. 281-SONIC-91, and maybe I will be awake to take that phone call.
I don't think this operator's
standing by.
What else could you have meant by buzz? You said, give us a buzz, a phone call. I mean, what did you mean by buzz?
You would get a contact high off of that.
A contact high off of what? Hello?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what happened.
A contact high off of that.
What did you ask me?
Well, you give us a buzz, a phone call, that is, or I mean a phone call. I mean,
oh,
I
right, we're talking about the phone.
No, but then I said, what would you mean by what else would you have meant by buzz? And then you like kind of, I think you hesitated, or you didn't hesitate. You were just, you know, sleeping or whatever. And then you said, and then you said, you know, you can get a contact high off of that, you know. And then I said, a contact high off of what? And then you didn't answer. And then you, I guess, realized that...
I'm talking in my sleep.
It's true.
I'm talking in my sleep. That's what I do.
That's true. It's funny that you... I think this is the episode you've slept the most during. And it's the most energetic episode, too, as far as the music goes.
Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I apologize to the users.
Oh, that's okay. You're working hard, you know? You're like you said, you've been in your own battles lately.
And... I still want to say that I'm really happy that as tired as I am, my birthday wouldn't be the same without you, users.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I want also to call out the Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Gabe sent me some well wishes, too.
Uh-huh.
So to the Gabe, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Don't get that contact high.
So, all right, now that we've covered the top of the show business, let's move on to today's topic. It's battle music.
Oh, are we just starting?
Yeah.
What time is it? Where am I? Who are you?
I thought that maybe in your state I might have been able to make you think that.
Yeah, I probably would have said, oh, yeah.
All right, well, anyway, wait, did you call the phone number? Yeah, you said the phone number. Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, so. Yeah.
Come on, Brent, get on top of it.
Yeah, I know, I'm falling asleep over here.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Anything else? I mean, next week's topic is going to be, let's see here. It's going to be, gambling games. It will be the next episode, gambling games. Right. Okay, well, that's going to be fun. There's a lot of stuff there. Pachinko games and horse racing games and, you know, card games and stuff and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right. So check out that episode. That should be a good one, I think. Maybe. I don't know. It's an unexplored topic, so
right.
It could be cool. Okay. All right. So we will be closing with a track, another kind of classic track, not as classic as Final Fantasy, but Romancing Saga, or as we like to call, Romancing Sagat. And, oh, you know what I thought you were going to say, by the way, Rob? You know what I was going to say?
No.
When you said, what else could you have meant by buzz? I thought you were just going to start snoring.
Oh, that might have happened.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Okay. What's the track?
Okay. So the track is Romancing Saga.
Romancing Sagat.
I said that when you were sleeping.
Oh.
And also... And this is music by Kenji Ito.
Okay.
And we're going to hear The Conflict, which is the battle music in that game.
Oh, that's good, because that's when you would hear battle music.
That's true. And it actually sounds very kind of Nobuo Uematsu-esque, you know? It's got this, you know, it's got this kind of disco-y kind of bass line. And, anyway, it's a good thing to close out on, I think, because it's kind of a classic, but more classic in Japan. So that's what we're going to be closing with on our focus on battle music. So That's it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And, hey, everybody, get some sleep, get some rest, and get a good breakfast. It's morning now.
Well, it's not. I mean, to me, it's not really morning until 6 o'clock.
Okay, I get it. I am Rob F.
Oh, no switch this time.
Oh, no. Oh. I'm Rob F. Switch.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
No, I am.
It's the old school. This is the original style.
Oh,
original.
Yeah, you're right.
That's,
you're right.
That's Legacy Music Hour original style.
Right. Legacy Music Hour 1.
Yeah. The LMH 1.
Yeah.
This is the name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.